In July 1518, Strasbourg, then a part of the Holy Roman Empire, a peculiar and troubling event unfolded that has since captured the imagination of historians, scientists, and storytellers alike. This was the Dancing Plague of 1518, a bizarre epidemic of uncontrollable dancing. The story, steeped in mystery and infused with myths, conspiracies, and even paranormal theories, is a rich tapestry of human experience and historical enigma. Was it a strange sickness? Just a weird social phenomenon? Or something more sinister? Find out this week on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
You silly fools are not crazy! Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth!
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive!
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a moving and shaky edition. That's shaking, not shaky, of Hysteria 51.
Let's dance!
Nope.
Stop it, C-Bot. Before we get another Kenny Loggins lawsuit.
You both suck.
Yeah, you know, if avoiding lawsuits sucks, then guilty.
Yeah, guilty as charged. Sorry, hate just burning money.
Here's another couple $1,000 for you, Mr. Loggins. We spend our time being, guilty or not guilty, but sucky, whatever he wants to call us. In the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, this week with a conga line to parts unknown Colorado. I'm Brent Hand. He's David Flora.
Yep.
And we got two bots rolling around, so that makes this Hysteria 51.
Hello, all you beautiful cheese muffins.
If you're new to the show, welcome. Tweedledum and Dumber are the robots, and you can pick which is which.
Fuck you.
Oh, gracias.
Gracias.
Brent built Conspiracy Bot to help research and produce the show, but all he seems to produce is restraining orders and smells.
Smells, yeah.
You are the one who stinks of jealousy.
Oh, killer comeback there, ass hat.
Zing.
Got me. It got me so... Brent, I don't think I can go on.
Oh, it stinks so bad.
Please, carry on without me. Oh.
Speaking of pretty, we got a pretty website for you to check out and all sorts of other goodies. David, why don't you tell them how they can get a hold of us? Both metaphysically and physically, if you nasty.
I know all they nasty, so I think this is good. Listen up, you primitive screwheads. Hysteria51.com. Check that out. You can also leave us a voicemail.
Hey, I wrote it out. There. I wrote it in the notes so you don't fuck up the number. Make sure you read it this time. 1-900
I was really looking forward
Mix-a-lot.
To seeing how much I remembered. But if you want to leave us a voicemail, 773-669-7277. That's 773-669-7277. We just had a voicemail episode. A lot of fun. Those are always fun when you leave them for us. So continue to. And if you have any strange news things you would like us to discuss, send us a link at weird@hysteria51.com. W-E-I-R-D. At Hysteria 51, I before E, except after weird.
Yeah, and Budweiser.
At Hysteria 51.
So, there you go. Yeah, we love that we did just have our quarterly or whatever you want to call it.
Meeting.
V-mail episode. It's a lot of fun hearing from you guys. Terrifying at times. A lot of hatred to C-Bot. That's always nice.
They can all eat a fucking dick.
Right. Well, you know, you got to keep them wanting more. And sometimes what they want more is hate. So that's okay.
He's really got a he's kind of on an F-bomb kick today.
Well, you know, I cleaned out his circuits, and turns out that's just he leans to profanity.
I think he needs to watch his profanity.
Watch your profanity.
Thank you very much, Kyle. That was perfect. And teeing it up perfectly, sir. You're worth every fucking penny. I got to tell you that right now.
Are you talking to Kyle or me?
I was talking to you that time. Kyle. Oh,
wow. Okay, thank you. I'm just not used to getting compliments.
Oh,
God.
Now if you could just teach my dad. All right, kids, let's get popping and locking to death. See what I went there? I threw one out for the kids. That's a timely reference. I'm Brent Hand, and I'm your freestyle dance teacher this week. Doodle.
Hello, fellow children. Is it time to floss?
Dateline, July to September in the year of our Lord, 1518.
Hail Crom.
Those would have been fighting words then, because this was modern day, what is now modern day France. Back then it was Strasbourg, part of the Holy Roman Empire. Well, they would have strung you up anyway once they saw a robot, let alone one saying Hail Crom.
All words are fighting words if you are not a pussy.
Duly noted on that. I think you got a point there, actually. I don't feel
every single word.
Hello, fuck you. See, now he's rubbing off on me.
You guys need to get off social media.
I guess so. Anyway, this town was the opposite of the stuck-up Christian variety we found in the documentary Footloose. Speaking of Kenny Loggins, this town all danced. Somewhere between 50 and 400, because they weren't good at counting, took to dancing for weeks.
I don't know, 50? For 400?
Yeah, you know,
like that.
Who's got time when the ruckus is a muckus in the streets and you're ready to you know, shake your tush? For weeks, I tells you, or they told us, they say. And it all began with a single woman, like so many stories. One single woman. Now, I don't want to shave, you know, throw blame, but I'm pretty sure if I went out and started dancing for a week, I would just be killed. I wouldn't start a trend, but we'll see.
You would,
I don't know,
be killed by yourself at that point. Like, nobody's going to give a shit these days if you're doing that. Your heart will.
There's Brent. He dances until he dies. Oh, look, he's dead. Oh, Lord. Anyway, break time. When we come back, we break down the weirdness. We give some opinions,
guesses,
as to what could have been behind it all. That's all coming up next on Hysteria 51.
I had a blast watching them all look like fools.
You were not there, you douche.
Was so.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. You know, Brent, you said something earlier that
I tend to do that.
Might
I
just
say
be
a
little bit freaky.
Uh-oh, what'd I say? I'm ready.
Well, you were like, it all began with a single woman, like so many things. And I couldn't help but think of the old Adam and Eve story, which was in Genesis, which was a band that you can dance to.
Yep. They were just playing Illegal Alien by Genesis on repeat. And everyone's just like, by God, I got to dance.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying there's a corkboard to this episode, but I think there is now.
Of all the Genesis songs, why was Illegal Alien the one that popped into my mind?
I don't
mind?
Know. That was, yeah, that's a little,
it's
little strange.
It's no fun being an illegal alien.
I thought that was Majungus for a second.
Oh, Majungus. I tell you what, Genesis ain't got nothing on Majungus. Hey, tell us a little story about the single woman, if you will, sir.
Well, enter one Frau Trophäa.
Oh, man, it just Trophäa. She sounds hot off the bat.
This is Trophäa. That I can't even place where that sounds like it should be from.
I'm going to go with old-timey, before it was France, Holy Roman Empire, 1500s, yes, if I had to guess.
Sure. Ms. Trophäa was a single lady who just needed to fucking dance.
Don't you? I just, you know what? Let's just dance. No guys, no drama, just drinks and dance. Maybe some cocaine. Okay, two guys. We're going to, and I'm pregnant.
She had a fever. The only thing that could cure it was more cowbell. So anyways, she did. She danced.
Yep.
And by that we mean she stepped into the streets and began dancing fervently with no music to be heard. So powerful was her conviction.
Whoa.
Just because you can't hear the music doesn't mean she couldn't. Crom works in mysterious ways and so do I.
I pray for his malfunction daily. Mm. Anyway, as you were, I apologize for his interruption.
I wish there was a God that could answer your prayers, Brent. Anyways, this solo performance lasted for nearly a week.
Jesus.
A fucking week of dancing in the streets.
I don't even want to finish a song. I'm usually like at a wedding and my wife's like, you want to dance again? I'm like, no, but thank you. I don't.
I don't even start. Yeah,
I wear these shoes twice a year and my feet already hurt.
The dancing in Strasbourg. All she needs is no music.
No music. Music. There'll be no music in the air. There'll be swinging and swaying. No records playing.
And then they die in the streets.
I blame Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Or Saint something or other that we're going to find out about later. Anyway,
Saint Francis of Cabrini.
The Cabrini Green Saint, yes.
So a week of this until others finally joined in.
That bitch ain't quitting. We might as well go join her.
There's something to it, they figured. You know, throughout the week, they were putting bets on when she'd stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were putting bets on who would join her. Well, then dozens of them joined her. By August, the dancing plague, as people have come to know it, claimed 400 victims. 400 victims.
Were they really victims? If they were dancing, weren't they just participants?
I think they were victims of the beat. That wasn't really it.
You think that
please don't play the CSA's I sound for that one. There's really nothing to it.
I think that's just as good. I don't know how to play it. I mean, we don't want to get in trouble for playing the song. Plus, I did it perfectly.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Now, that number is disputed, the 400. But, you know, so is everything else on the show, so fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's always my my outlook when I'm doing the outline. They can't really, yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
What the hell makes 400 people have an uncontrollable urge to dance?
Usually, usually drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol or a damn tasty beat. Mm.
That is up for Sing debate, it. Though, right?
You yeah,
know, it's, yeah. You know, for real, though, what the fuck is would make that? You know?
Yeah, that is the question that comes out of this, because I think to date we're still kicking around ideas, but
yeah,
whatever it was, it didn't stop until they dropped.
Yep.
The beat dropped, and then they did.
Meaning dancers were literally beginning to drop of exhaustion, or whatever you want to call heart attacks, strokes.
I can't begin to picture.
And it's believable this. If they were dancing for weeks on end that people would, you know, especially if they're not used to doing that kind of repetitious movement. You know, they have the, you know, touch a hard body where you got to stand and touch a truck for a day and people fucking have heart attacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let alone they're not fucking shaking their keisters and, you know, doing whatever these people were doing.
Keep dancing and you'll win this brand new fucking cart. I guess.
It's 15, the new 18? Model that goes before the horse. Oh, that is, you're welcome, internet.
You'll win a broom.
Wow. Now with 25% less chance of death. I don't know. Everything killed you back then.
Yeah. This lead broom.
Yeah. This lead
don't
broom.
Don't forget to lick it on each use.
With fun mercury handle. What? I don't even. What?
There were some reports. All this is attested to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Historically. Like, it's written down. It's just, although it seems like a fucking story,
yeah.
But people died from a stroke, heart attack, all that stuff. And the kicker was nobody knew why.
Mm-hmm.
And that means they didn't know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the dancers themselves, right? So
yeah.
Fast forward to early September, and finally this outbreak began to subside, probably because there were no people left to dance. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you would think so, but when the dancers were finally sent to a mountain shrine to pray for absolution. Prayer, sir, it's what cures what ails you.
Sure.
Seriously.
I mean, some people believe so.
All right, God, listen up. I know I don't talk to you much, but you owe me for that thing in Poughkeepsie. I need you to cure what ails me. And what ails me is Brent and David and Pecker and Makeup Man and Creature Creator Rick Baker.
Shut
and-
the hell up. Fuck's sake.
What the fuck did Rick Baker do to you?
Excuse me, I was praying.
Yeah, pray on your own time.
You got upper management material written all over you, David.
Oh. You shit on company time, you pray on your own time.
I almost forgot where we were, but finally, I was saying it stopped. You know, you go up a mountain and you come down a non-dancer. There's a parable in there somewhere. And this all seems like it would be bullshit, but like you kind of said, there's historical documents, including physician notes, cathedral sermons, praying on it, local and regional chronicles were reporting it, and even notes issued by the city council of Strasbourg. They were all going through this and trying to figure out. And, they were all, you know, clear that the victims of whatever this was were actually dancing. Just a bunch of dirty white people gyrating. It must look like a fish concert or Ren Faire, I think, is, you know, without the, just when the drugs were still kicked in and fish had stopped playing and everyone's just still out in the area. But the kicker, as we say before, is it's not known why. you said that, and you also alluded to it's still for debate.
Yeah.
Shit lasts for such a long time that even attract the attention of the authorities until the council gave up authority to the physicians who prescribed the affliction to dance themselves free of it.
I'm going to dance a night away.
Yeah, you're addicted to meth. Just smoke meth till you're free of meth.
It's like the doctors were parents who found a pack of cigarettes in your room. You're like, all this meth? Oh, you like meth, do ya? Well, see how much you smoke all at once. Right. Smoke some more.
So that's when I started smoking pretty heavy.
That's when the issues started, and I lost all my teeth.
Reports even say that guild halls were refurbished to accommodate the dancing, as well as musicians and, get this, quote-unquote, strong people to help those dealing with dancing mania to stay upright. That's a fucking job right there. Are you strong? Do you like holding on to the flesh of others?
You.
God knows I do. Well, even if you're weird, we're hiring. Come to Strasbourg. We have industry, dancing, full stop. Ultimately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, this all backfired because, the town council was forced to ban public dancing as danced in fear it was punishment from St. Vitus, or I don't know how to say it, V-I-T-U-S. Yeah. And to be free of sin, many joined in on the dancing epidemic because, you know, I don't know if we're in trouble, they're in trouble. Everyone's just like, fuck, I don't know what to do.
They totally footloosed the whole town.
Yeah, they John Lithgow, this bitch, decided to ban it, literally. And the fix we mentioned came from those who dancing being ordered to go to the shrine of St. Vitus up in the mountains. And they were made to wear red shoes that were sprinkled with holy water, drip, 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 and had painted crosses on the tops and the soles because Jesus, I guess, and I don't know, I'm not a dance instructor, but I think it was because of Jesus. They also had to hold small crosses in their hands. I don't know if they mean like rosaries or what. And incense and Latin incantations were part of this ritual, as they called it, to help them stop. Spoiler, hallelujah. They are all forgiven by Vitus or the saint or whatever. This is in quotes because that's what they said. Word spread of the successful ritual and the dancing plague stopped. The end.
No further questions.
You wish.
That is a lot to swallow, and it really happened. And this isn't the only time it happened. It has happened a lot more back in those days, but it has happened frequently throughout history. But alas, it's just break time here. We do have to take another break. We're going to put on our dancing shoes. Mine have three holy crosses on them.
Dance the blues.
You're in charge of holy water sprinkling. And we're going to grab our rosaries or crosses or whatever. And when we come back, the heck could have caused this? We're going to take some stabs at that because the experts don't know, but I'm sure we're going to get this figured out. That's next on Hysteria 51.
Let's dance. Precious dance. All right,
we're going to break this down. David, I'm going to let you take us through this. Let's start with what's considered the accepted theory for all of this. Now, it's still conjecture, but this is the one that most people, give the lean nod towards. To.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The old classic mass psychogenic illness, also known as, wait for it.
Uh-oh.
Mass hysteria.
I never get to ring my mass psychogenic illness bell, so I'm very happy. It's kind of dusty.
You shouldn't have paid that much for it. I told you at the time. I hate to be that guy, but
told you so.
So it's believed that the extreme stress and hardships faced by the people of Strasbourg, including famine and disease, might have triggered a collective psychological outbreak. Mm-hmm. One person started dancing and didn't stop, and then boom, you have a chain reaction.
He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their
friends, and they tell two friends,
and so on, and so on,
and so on,
and so on.
You know how these things go.
Exactly. Does that feel real to you?
No.
I feel like no. They'd be like, hey, look at that fucking weirdo. Burn them.
Right?
Fuck, I'm hungry. Better dance. No. I better go lay down. I better go, like, you know, throw poop at my fucking... whoever, I don't know, they're council members, whatever those people were called at the time. You know, we don't have any cuisine. So they you know, they're French, or they would be French one day, you know. I don't know. It just doesn't really ring a bell
stupid
for me.
To me. Because the human mind, crazy thing, so I'm not ruling it out 100%, but... just to forego everything, exhaustion, sleep, food, all that stuff, which is what they're saying that was happening, right? They're foregoing everything.
I took it as though, right. I mean, I'm sure they were bringing them like drinks and stuff so the people didn't die. They had people like catering to them, but I didn't take it as though like, all right, I'm going to take my 30-minute lunch break now.
And maybe they did. Maybe we're misunderstanding, and they did like collapse and sleep and then get up and start it all over again or something. But
which I'm sure did happen. Right. Right. You can't live for 4 weeks without water. You can barely live. Like, you're not going to be dancing after a day
days,
and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just making it like, well, these guys are doing it. I must do it as well. Like, people get tired of shit. So yeah,
the limbing factor or whatever you want to call it, but I don't know. This one just doesn't really tickle my pickle.
yeah, it's a hard pickle to tickle. So
what else we got?
Well, next up we have a twofer in religious / superstitious beliefs.
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know. Say it.
Maybe.
So we already said that at the time, many believed the plague to be a punishment from St. Vitus, a Catholic saint believed to have power over certain neurological disorders, which is
patron
hilarious.
Saint of OCD.
The patron saint of fibromyalgia. It sniffs. Like, that's what's funny about that. That's kind of sniffing in the ballpark. It's just throwing the dart at and hitting the board. Maybe not a number, but it hits the board. But some theories suggest that the dancers were victims of a curse sent by Saint Vitus. You know, the all good, amazing miracle worker entity. Cursing a whole town for their sins, leading them to dance until they sought his forgiveness. That seems like entrapment to me.
Yeah, but well,
blackmail
what?
Or something.
The town sure thought so, and so did the powers that be, because they sent them up in the mountains to go to the shrine and pray for forgiveness. Now, this was also a different time. This was a much holier time, and this was a part of the Holy Roman Empire. The Holy Roman Empire.
The casino plague of 1518.
keep those quarters dropping.
Double down.
And Jesus will
split
love
those
you.
Tins. Ooh, looks like everybody hit on 16. Damn.
Always split 8s and tip your waitress. I mean, this was, you know, we're making jokes, but they really, really, really probably did think this was like, uh-oh. We've upset, you know, not only God, but this saint, and we better do what, you know, I won't do what you tell me. You know, they did.
Fuck no.
Yeah. I don't know.
God. They think it has superstitious beginnings, so they need to fight superstition with superstition. So therefore, sprinkle some holy water.
It can be good, it can be bad, but there are times when religion can be a hell of a drug. You know, and especially when people take, you know, things out of context and use it against people. I don't know.
Who would do that?
Next.
Especially on the internet.
Next, we have the ever-present fun killer we still deal with all the time, right? Political conspiracies. Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Oh, boy. So a few cats in the know, a.k.a. historians, have speculated that the Dancing Plague was a result of a political conspiracy. So stay with me here. The theory suggests there was this pizza place, and there was a ring of pedophiles in the basement.
That everybody wants pizza, pizza, pizza.
The theory suggests it was orchestrated by local nobles or religious leaders to distract or manipulate the populace, perhaps to cover up a scandal or to exert control during a time of social unrest. I mean, yeah, to throw the dart at the board there, you're going to hit
one unrest.
Well,
not sure, but damn if it doesn't feel likely, right? You know, like
a time of social unrest. Are you kidding? In the,
hey,
the 16th century,
I just had sex with the minister's daughter. I don't want anyone to know. Hey, that girl that owes us something, have her dance for the next 4 weeks. We're going to see what happens.
Right.
You know, I guess this feels like it could be true because it happens all the time. Where's this money? Aliens are real. What happened to the towers? Did you see over here the things in the... hey!
Bill Cosby. Where did you come from?
And the Spanish fly. all right. That one is a, you know, your choose your own adventure of evil because it is what it is. We're going to move on from that one. Next up, we got a returning champion, one that has been on here quite a bit, right?
I love this guy.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Ergot poisoning.
Woo! I got a mold turned LSD bell too.
Fly the W for this one. In case you haven't heard, this one, it's been used to explain away countless weird happenings in the past. Here's the short and sweet of it. Ergot is a mold that grows on damp rye and produces chemicals similar to LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many times throughout history, rye storages have gotten wet, shit got moldy, hilarity ensued.
Yeah, fucking A, right?
By hilarity, we mean people's limbs turned black and fell off.
That is fucking funny. Oh, man. Remember when Billy could clap? I'm sorry, I was back in the... Remember when ye old Billy could... Never mind. Anyway.
Remember when William could clasp his hands in prayer? Well, that... Ergot's serious. Like, it is...
And it's happened a lot.
Yeah, a big thing. And it was common, especially when you have an area that is prone to famine, droughts, floods, things like this, where bad things, natural catastrophes happen. They have a storage of stuff, but, you know, it's not great. It's like, let's pile all this stuff on a dirt floor in a room.
Hey, I got while a the hole rats out get back. In. Well, we're
yeah,
good for
we
the
got
winter.
A hole.
Yeah.
And if anything gets damp, that starts growing mold. This mold, it literally can cause serious problems mentally, neurologically, and physically. The
hallucinations,
arms,
convulsions, everything.
Hands, arms, fingers, all this stuff. Literally, they'd turn black. They'd fall off. That's probably the worst of it. But also, there's a lot of mental conditions that go along with that that could be the culprit for something like this. If someone is compelled or otherwise cannot stop themselves from doing this, and maybe who knows what they were... If this was the case, who knows what they were thinking they were doing?
Well, I always look at this stuff and I go, how could you not stop it? Yet I suffer from restless leg syndrome. So yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I know that sounds silly, but yeah, your mind can just do crazy shit.
If you're hallucinating, you don't even know you're doing what you're doing,
right?
In some cases, you know, so they might think,
baby,
they might have thought there were ants or spiders.
Yeah.
Crawling all over them. and they were trying to get them off, or they were on fire or something, or, you know, or just that if they didn't stop moving, they would stop breathing or something like
or
that.
Or they thought,
you know,
that Genesis was playing for them and they needed to dance.
Exactly. They didn't want to commit the sins, the original sin.
And I'm talking
beget from
Peter Gabriel,
Eve.
Genesis, hallowed be thy name.
Exactly.
I'm not yeah,
they, and they didn't want to take a sledgehammer to
yes,
it.
Yes, they
so.
Do sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
They all thought there was a monkey after that. I don't know. I'm out of. That's not even Genesis. Peter Gabriel. That's
a
all
monkey.
Just shock. That's a shocking monkey. Anyway, ergot is monkey. A serious shit that used to poison entire towns and people, and not in a fun way. Because they're not ingesting a little bit. They're ingesting, they're making bread and things, and then they're going, holy cow, the baby's turned into a spider. I better stab him and everyone else in my family. And the you best. Should. Heard that here, like, right. Paranormal. now for the likely cause, right? What's this all about?
Man, so some, let's call them truth seekers. Have suggested that the dancers were possessed by spirits or demons.
Robots.
Again, robot. I think we already told him it wasn't on him. Yeah, even though he does identify as a spirit and or demon.
Watch your profanity. This ties into the medieval belief in supernatural causes for unexplained events and illnesses.
Yeah, that was everything. Like, well, Billy here has, you know, uncontrolled, you know, he twitches. Well, obviously he was molested by the goat lord of the mountains, and he's evil now. We better burn him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but they would just make up shit, you know, and or it was all true. It was a different time then.
Oh, yeah. The demons aren't as big a deal these days, but back then, shoo boy.
Man, they're you just couldn't, everywhere. You couldn't, I haven't watched it yet, but there's a, speaking of demons, there's a new movie with what's his star? I can't think of his name. He's in that TV show, Martin Starr. It's called There's Something in the Barn, and they go to Norway. Like they're from America, and their family inherits a farm, and there's like the barn has, what do they call them? Barn gnomes in it, or barn elves, and they're evil. And they're like, they don't like change, loud noises, bright lights. They go there and they like start playing Christmas music and put up Christmas, and it's like a comedy horror movie, and it looks hilarious. Huh. I'm saying that it's probably gonna suck, but there's something in the barn. So there you go. You know, medieval weird things.
Yeah, you couldn't swing a blackened dead arm that you picked up off the ground
an ergot
without
arm
a demon.
Without
yeah.
hitting a demon or a goat baby, part goat, part baby. That's why they call them
Thanks
kids.
Thanks for clarifying.
This was not a one-time thing, as I kind of said earlier. Interestingly, it occurred primarily in mainland Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. That's saying something. I don't know what it's saying, but it's saying something. It's happened since then, but less frequently, but that's a weird thing that people would just burst into, towns would burst into dancing, and people would die from it. I know we're making jokes about it, but people really did get injured and, you know, they got involved. And they were groups of people dancing erratically, sometimes thousands at a time. Now, I started to go through, and there's tons of events. We might do a follow-up someday. I didn't want to go through them because there are lots of them.
Are you saying we're going to do an episode on dance parties?
Yeah.
And now from the home of the Attorney General of the United States, it's time for Janet Reno's dance party.
Yeah, we're going to call it Soul Train. What's crazy is there's no consistency among modern day scholars or anyone as to the cause of dancing mania.
Or Hulkamania, but that is a story for another day.
See, we've come up with two new episodes. And he ends with a truth bomb there. David, take us home. What are your thoughts? What do you think causes this in your mind?
I think if this were true, and we have historical documents, like we said, to claim that this happened. Now, who knows how exaggerated it was, but I would have to believe this was something physical that happened to affect the minds of these people to cause them to do this, because I don't think that anybody would do it just to fit in or right. be compelled to do it with this hysteria thing without stopping after a day or two and being like, okay, I slept.
And I really want to bang that Flora girl, but my feet are sore.
Ugh. I think they didn't have any clue what was causing it. So they resorted to superstition,
mm-hmm.
Which didn't help anything. And I have to believe it was something that contaminated their physical systems to compel them to do this and alter their either perception, or it was some kind of hallucinogen.
And tagging on that, I am 100% in agreement with you. Maybe some of them did, when they started blaming on the church things, some of the people that were more susceptible to that went, oh God, I better start dancing because they're probably mad at me too.
Could have been, yeah. It could have been some people.
I doubt that they were the ones dancing for weeks at a time.
Right.
But yeah,
they joined in halfway through or something.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this happened in other places as well,
mm-hmm.
at a time when ergotism was an actual threat, for lack of a better term,
and not just the name of our new cult.
What?
Ergotism? Ergovidians?
Ergotivists?
I'm an ergotivist. Yeah, that's right. Oh. It wants damn bread.
Watch those communion wafers. If they're black, don't send them back. My belief in this, what I think is most likely is that something contaminated and mm-hmm. altered their perception or their brain structure.
I think you're right. Brain and, structure.
Rewired the neurons.
It makes more sense, but who knows? Now it's your turn.
What about you? What do you think?
Yeah. No, I agree. I 100% agree. But I think the more important, I think the only thing is, I think some people joined in possibly, but not for weeks at a time. But I absolutely agree that it makes more sense that it was ergot or something of the like, and a neurological thing. Maybe it wasn't ergot, but something similar, and it caused that.
But yeah, because like I said, ergot was deadly in its own right, in the sense that it could literally make your limbs fall off.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever come across any anecdotes about that happening to these people. Have you?
Other than they said people died, I don't know.
Yeah, but
the problem is there were so many people, and then they started running stories about this, and this is a time when we talk about yellow journalism, like at the turn of the 18th to 1900s, talk about crazy, when they would just make shit up like crazy anyway for sensationalism and a lot more word of mouth, so who knows?
Yeah, yeah. This is after the printing press, I'm pretty sure. I think that was 15th century. So maybe they got some newspapers going. Probably not. But the point is, what you said, if it's some kind of light version of ergotism or something a little different but in the similar ballpark, mm-hmm. because it didn't make their limbs fall off. It didn't straight up just make them
spasm,
Well, I was going to say just make them insane, but mm-hmm. there's a very good argument to be made that that's what happened.
Yeah.
But whatever, if it wasn't that, it could have been some kind of offshoot that was in the same vein that caused them to hallucinate or be compelled to do this through that, some kind of mechanism that didn't straight up kill them or maim them, but it was a neurological thing that could have affected them. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be the most likely cause.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is probably highly exaggerated.
Just right.
Based on the spread of 50 to 400, there's a lot of ground to cover in between there.
Yeah.
So maybe it was 40 people.
Right. What do you guys think?
But anyway.
That's the important part. We'd love to hear what you guys think. You can tell us by, well, the same ways we told you at the beginning of the show. You can go to hysteria51.com. You can message us through there. You can click on the microphone, leave us a voicemail, or 773-669-7277. Go to Facebook, search Hysteria 51 Pod. That is our Facebook discussion group. Also Instagram, Hysteria 51 Pod, and Patreon. Get all these episodes commercial free for a dollar on up. Keep those suggestions coming. Keep those weird news coming. We love them from you guys. And roll those voicemails. We got to get some more for new episodes of that. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.